this is. It's a light and tumble journey. A Stranger Things fanfic written by Levin Hawkins and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is Jen, with pre-Steve Harrington Eddie Munson. With additional tags for POV Dustin Henderson, Alternate Universe Canon Divergence, Eddie Munson Lives, Protective Dustin Henderson, Smart Dustin Henderson. Dustin Henderson is a sweetheart. Hurt comfort, light angst, angst with a happy ending. Pre-Steve Harrington Eddie Munson. Pre-relationship, major character injury. One shot, in which Dustin knows thinking about Steve will keep Eddie awake. Eddie Munson has a crush on Steve Harrington. Protective Eddie Munson. Protective Steve Harrington. Everyone loves each other. References to Simon and Garfunkel. Originally posted on Tumblr. Title from a Simon and Garfunkel song. Alternate Universe. Everyone Lives, Nobody Dies. Season 4. Scene Rewrite. It's Dustin who saves Eddie. He doesn't try and carry him back to the trailer, nothing like that. If he could manage that on determination alone, then he would, but his throbbing leg has other ideas. So he stays by Eddie's side, throws off his hoodie, and starts to rip any piece of his clothing that he can, because he's come a long way from when he once stuck band-aids on Steve's beaten-up face.
What? What are you doing?
Eddie says, in between gasping breaths. Dustin would laugh if he wasn't so scared. Buying more time, he echoes. Then he looks Eddie right in the eye and adds, voice wavering, I'm really fucking sorry in advance. He takes a deep breath and presses the material to Eddie's chest with force. Eddie screams. Dustin grits his teeth, keeps going. He creates makeshift tourniquets for Eddie's arms, keeps tearing at his shirt, then takes it off entirely to use it as a larger bandage, ignoring the shock of cold against his skin. The only thought in his head is that he has to stop the bleeding. Eddie's hands find his bare shoulder, squeezes weakly.
That's enough,
he slurs.
Dustin, stop.
And Dustin only does what he says because it doesn't look like any more blood is soaking through the material. He keeps pressure on the worst of the wounds, tries to keep his elbows locked, as if that will stop his relentless shivering. And when he looks up, he sees a tear fall from Eddie's eye, down his temple, into his hair. And Dustin somehow knows that it's not from the pain alone, that Eddie is crying just because he can see how cold he is.
I'm sorry, Eddie whispers. Never meant for you to...
Shut up, Dustin says, then hastily amends. Actually, don't shut up, just stay awake. They'll be back soon, okay? Steve and Robin and Nancy, and they'll...
Steve, Eddie agrees.
His voice goes up and down like a little song.
Steve, Steve, Steve.
Yeah, he'll... Hey, Eddie, eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie says faintly.
Eyes. Oh, forgot to... You all right, Henderson? He's... a badass. He's got pretty eyes, too. Like, wow. Pretty, pretty. And,
well, that's a development. You can tell me all about Steve's pretty eyes if you keep yours open. And Eddie's eyes do jolt open at that, like he has received an electric shock. He groans in mortification.
Jesus Christ. Didn't mean to... Oh, fuck, I feel like I'm drunk. Man, I can't... Just kill me.
Dustin thinks he probably would have found that request funny if Eddie wasn't saying it with her teeth flecked with blood. Still, he does let out a strangled, hysterical giggle when he says,
I know how to keep you awake now.
Eddie groans again.
Spare me the...
He sings in the shower, like full-blown Elvis impersonation, all that jazz. And he denies having lucky socks, but he wears the same pair whenever Lucas has a basketball game. Huh? Eddie says eloquently. Pay attention, dude. You need to know what you're getting into. Oh, he said when he went to see the Fox and the Hound, he cried. Eddie chuckles.
That's sweet.
He smiles, eyes bright, and Dustin suddenly knows that they're gonna be okay.
Keep going.
Dustin does. He talks about how Steve always says two for joy, even when he sees a singular magpie, because he reasons that the second one is always just hiding. How he eats ice cream too fast, does a comical hop in place when he inevitably gets brain freeze. Then whenever he happens to pick up Dustin from school, he almost always has a Simon and Garfunkel tape playing, sings along to At the Zoo as he turns out of the parking lot. Dustin doesn't mention the Farrah Fawcett spray. A promise is a promise. Eddie seems pretty damn well entertained with what he's been given anyway. He keeps smiling, lets out breathy chuckles that give Dustin hope that he still has enough energy to laugh.
Okay, I'm awake,
he says.
I'm so awake. You just relax.
And it's only when Dustin stops talking that he realizes his teeth have been chattering the whole time. Eddie gives an unhappy sounding hum, and his hand comes up to clumsily rub at Dustin's forearm.
Your lips are blue.
I'm fine. A sudden, desperate yell splits through the air.
Dustin didn't know that Steve could sound quite like that. Here!
Dustin shouts as much as he can. He hears three people running. Steve gets there first. Eddie's eyes go wide.
Steve, he says. And Dustin's seen enough movies to think that this could be it, the big moment.
Or at the very least, that Eddie's about to give another wandering speech on Steve's eyes. But instead...
Steve, Eddie repeats. Dustin's cold.
Jesus Christ, Steve says. He's already taking off his jacket, shoving Dustin into it with this frantic mixture of urgency and care. Dustin's shivers get even more pronounced as the jacket zipped up, as the warmth from Steve's body heat hits him.
Think Eddie's bleeding stopped,
he says, accidentally biting on his tongue thanks to his chattering teeth. Steve looks over Dustin's handiwork, eyes shining.
Yeah, you did good,
he says, choked, rubs his hands down Dustin's forearms, more effectually than Eddie had.
You did so good. You must have been wearing your socks tonight, Harrington,
Eddie says. Steve stares at him. It's only when he starts to laugh that Dustin realizes he's crying at the same time.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Shh, it's okay, Eddie says.
I cried at the movie, too. Don't tell anyone. It's not fair what... It's supposed to be a happy ending.
Steve catches Dustin's eye, says deadpan, even with a tear-streaked face.
Doc, I think we're losing him.
Dustin whacks him on the arm because it's so stupid. It's so Steve and...
God, they're really going to be okay.
This is the best doctor,
Eddie chants.
Best.
Yeah, he's a goddamn superhero,
Steve says sincerely. There's a look Steve has on his face while he lifts Eddie up. A fleeting softness, right before he goes back into planning mode, scanning the trailer park in case of any more threats. Where Eddie's fingers curl around Steve's neck, and Steve smiles down at him, and...
Dustin would put a bet on Steve thinking Eddie has pretty eyes, too. At least... he would if he could stand up.
When Steve clocks his leg, his jaw works a couple of times before he speaks.
Hey, Robin, Nance,
he raises his voice, looking to some point in the distance.
Could you help Dustin up? I've kind of got my hands full.
His tone is light, but his chin trembles just a bit. Like he might break down at the thought that he can't carry Dustin out of here, too.
Okay, come on, superhero,
Robin says, suddenly by Dustin's side. She counts down, and then Dustin's being carefully lifted up, an arm flung around Nancy, too.
I'm okay,
Dustin feels the need to say.
Robin and Nancy are out of breath, and he can't help noticing the vivid red marks around their necks.
Yeah, you will be, Robin corrects.
Is Eddie?
Look, he's right in front, Nancy says. Steve's got him. She lowers her voice, and once she says,
you were really brave, you know.
Dustin has to swallow a lump in his throat. For a moment, he feels 13 years old, her hand in his at the snowball. And she's right. Eddie is right in front. Dustin can see him trailing a hand up and down Steve's arm, slow and soothing. And he's talking, just too far away to be heard. For a few steps... Dustin thinks that Eddie must be spilling more of what he's learned, regurgitating the anecdotes. But then Robin and Nancy pull him a little closer, and he could read Eddie's lips.
He's okay, Eddie is saying, looking away from Steve's face to find where Dustin is. He's right behind us, sweetheart. He's okay.
The end.
Everything about this broke my heart and put it back together again, and I was smiling but also so frustrated because somebody parked directly outside the apartment and started playing like fucking, I don't know, party music or whatever. But so if you hear that in the background, that's why. But anyway, no, broke my heart, fixed my heart, made me laugh and cry at the same time. I really do enjoy this particular version of friendship with Eddie and Dustin and that vibe and Steve and Dustin and Steve and Eddie, and I would literally put one of you on my front and one of you on my back and haul you out bodily, but I can't do that because I'm also injured, Steve Harrington. And Dustin, show, like, this is his strong male role model in Eddie, and he is doing the best to keep his friend alive. It's just really hurtful. Anyway, thank you to Love and Hawkins for putting this on Tumblr and emotionally devastating me in public, and then putting it on the AO3 so I could link back to it and emotionally devastate you, listener. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Have a nice day.